Thank you very much, Larry, for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for talking to me, Aaron. I appreciate it very much.
First of all, we're going to say that you're going to be at the next chapter tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., I believe. So that's why we're talking with you today, correct?
Right. I'm going to be out there. It's my second visit to the store, and Annie Leonard is a great host, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, and right now you're on the road promoting your new book called Love and Other Delusions. Talk a little bit about what that novel is about.
Well, this is a very different kind of book for me. It's much more adult, much more graphic. It basically is a story about a woman who is coming to terms with the fact that she spent 20 years in love with a much younger man, and it didn't turn out very well. And so she has to try to understand this, and she's talking to her therapist, and there's flashbacks. But basically, it's how crazy can you get by being in love?
How did you come about the theme for this book? Like you said, it's a little more adult than your other books. So what drove you to make this story?
If you watch the news, turn, you know, get on the internet, or just pay attention to these scandalous stories that are going on, it's sort of like an episode of Law and Order where they tell you up front this is based on real events but not the real people. You see all these stories of, especially in high school, teachers who have, you know, affairs with their students. And to me, that's just sort of creepy. I couldn't write about that, but the idea of an older woman, younger man. So I've been at a college teacher and a college student, and just to figure out what is the psychology. I mean, it's a real stretch for me because these are female characters I'm dealing with, and I've never had my main characters be female characters before. So, and I had a lot of women readers to read the manuscript early to give me some clues and directions I might take. But I just want to talk about how love can very often be a delusion, and how did that come to this story.
Talk about that process, too, of putting yourself in the shoes of an older married woman having this relationship with a younger man. It seems like you said, it can be a little bit of a stretch, I imagine, for a male.
Well, you know, I think one of the wrong assumptions that people have made about writers over the years is that men can't write female characters, but women can certainly write male characters. We never ask women, how can you write about a man? But you always ask a man, how can you write about a woman? Assuming that men are basically, in general, oblivious to the way women think and act. But we're not. And some things are common. I mean, the whole idea of insanity and delusion, I don't think that's necessarily, you know, a gender-specific condition. But I didn't want to write about an older man, younger woman, because that's a real cliche as well. What I wanted to do was get beyond the cliches, and if I have a female character, it really forces me as a writer to think harder about the subject and to talk more to people about the subject. So I have a very good response from women who have read the book, see some insights, especially in the relationship between the two main female characters. These are two women bouncing back and forth between each other and how one responds to the other's story. So it's not just the one woman that's important. It's how she affects the other woman as well. I did this as an effort to make me do something different, and I think it works quite well.
And
you can't trust me. Come on.
You talk about, too, the main theme being the how love can be a delusion. How do you... did you have to draw from personal experiences from your younger years, perhaps, or what? I mean, that seems like it could be a very touchy situation for some people.
I have been accused of being delusional in general over my life. I know certain things every writer steals shamelessly from their own life. So there are scenes in here which obviously I'm familiar with the locations. I'm familiar with the type of people. Sure, I've known people who've had affairs before, women who've had affairs before. There's something else going on in this book I really can't talk too much about, because what I'm trying to do is you never really, like, you can't justify this woman's behavior, but you can understand it. So what's interesting to me is to give her a background on what does this relationship, what is it filling in for that's missing in her life? I mean, that's the real key to the story. You'll find out some things about something horrific that happened to her when she was, even before she met the young man. And here's the thing, that horrific thing that happened, I know two people in real life that it happened to. And I've sort of analyzed that circumstance in their lives. And one of them actually published an article in the New Yorker about the experience. So in that sense, I'm drawing on the experience of other people, and I'm drawing on what I know of, psychology. And I'm getting old enough where you learn a lot. You know, Aaron, you're probably a young man.
I am.
Here's the thing. When you are 65 years old, you are going to be really, really smart. You hope. I mean, I hope. I just know that, you do have a perspective that comes from experience that really helps you as a writer as well.
Well, Larry, as we wrap up here, what can people expect tomorrow when they go to the next chapter at 5:30?
They can expect a man that looks sort of like John Larroquette with a beard or Kenny Rogers before the bad plastic surgery. They can expect I can be very entertaining. And I like to read from this book, so there'll be a couple of scenes that I think will really interest people. And you'll get down there, and it's a great bookstore, and they need to get everybody in there anyway.
All right. Well, Larry, thanks very much for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you in Knoxville tomorrow.
Aaron, thank you very much.